Hello, everybody. Welcome to Purity in Christ. This is Miss Joycia Bell, and this is our first podcast series. It's called Refresh. We're in week one. This episode is called I Am God's Gift. This is for ages 9 through 12. We have our other episode that'll be for ages 13 through 18, and we have two episodes that will be for two of our adult age groups, but this one is for ages 9 through 12. We thank you so much for tuning in. Parents, please stay and listen with us. It'll only be a few minutes, and we're going to get started right in on our topic. Well, when it's hot outside, what is the first thing we all want to do? We want to cool off. It's hot, so we want to get refreshed, whether it's drinking something cool, whether it's eating something cool like a popsicle, whether it's jumping in a pool, whether it's playing water games. We want to be refreshed. It helps us cool down. It makes us feel better. Well, in life, there are things that can make us uncomfortable. There are things, problems that we may have with friends, problems we may have in our family, or something that we just get discouraged about. A bad grade, a mistake, even bullying. And I must add, if someone is bullying you, please tell an adult. If someone is hurting you, please tell an adult that you feel safe around. So in those situations, when we're dealing with people, or when we don't feel quite good at all about ourselves, we can call that the heat of life. And in the heat of life, we need to be reminded of how God sees us. He sees us as a gift. You can say, I am God's gift, because you are. And this is for boys and girls. You are God's gift. All right, so listen up. What can you think of that someone has done just for you, or that someone has given to you, that was so awesome, so amazing that you will never ever forget it? It could be anything. You don't have to tell anyone. You can just think of it. What was that? Either they gave it to you, or either they did something for you. It could be as simple as saying hi, inviting you over to their house. It can be a birthday gift or Christmas gift. It could be something that somebody surprised you with. It can be something, anything that made you feel so good, that made you feel so much better, that made you feel excited. Whatever you want to think of, think about that. And guess what? I'm going to tell you a story of something that made me feel awesome and amazing. All right, so boys, you're going to laugh at this, but that's okay. Girls, I think you're going to like this story. Growing up, my sister and me really wanted these beads. Everybody was wearing them. The women and the girls were wearing these beads, and you twist them. They were really pretty, pretty beads. We called them twisting beads. And me and my sister called them twister beads. And you twisted them around. You wore them with whatever outfit that you wanted to wear them with. And you put them around your neck with a gold clamp. And it was really, really pretty. Well, it got to where me and my sister really wanted these beads. And one year we asked over and over again. We started to bother our parents. They got tired of us asking for these beads, or so we thought. Little did we know, they were planning on getting those beads for us. And we found out on Christmas Day one year. That Christmas morning, we woke up. We went to the tree like we usually do with our brothers. And one of our brothers said, look, what do y'all see? We were just looking. All we saw was lights, ornaments, garland, and of course the tree branches. We had just awakened, so we were still sleepy. All we wanted to see was the gifts under the tree. He said, no, look closer. Look at the tree. And we were trying to figure out what in the world was he talking about. Well, I'm the older sister, and that time I was about 7 or 8, and my sister was about 4 or 5. So I tried to do the big sister thing and figure out what it was he was talking about. He wanted us to see something else besides the regular tree. So all of a sudden, I saw it and I figured it out. I said, oh, the bees. And when I said that, my sister saw it too. And she said, oh, I see the bees. They were so pretty. They were very pretty strings or strands of beads laying across the branches of the tree. And we were so excited. We were super, super excited. It meant so much to us because we finally had our beads. We could wear them with whatever we wanted to. And we had our own beads. It was a bunch of strands of beads. So we had our heart's desire met. Boys, you might be laughing, but that's okay. So everyone, think of your own story that I mentioned earlier. What is it that you got so excited about that somebody did for you or that someone gave you? I want you to take 30 seconds. Think of what it was. Think of how it made you feel. Think of what was going on in your life. Was it Christmas? Was it a birthday? Were you just having a down day? Think about it for 30 seconds while we mention a word from our sponsors. And we're going to be right back. Have you had time to think of that special something that someone did or said or bought you? Well, these podcasts are about helping us to remember that we are special to God. The same way we felt about whatever it was that someone did for us, that's how we make God feel. He feels he's excited for us and we're special to him. There's a verse in the Bible, Psalm 139, verse 14. Listen up really quick. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. All right, I'm going to read it again, because there are some words that we're going to understand this time that we know of, that we use a lot today. I will give thanks to you, God, because I have been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this. It says, I've been so amazingly made. That's our word that we've been using. You are amazing. Boys and girls, you are amazing. Always remember that God made you that way. You are a miracle. Sometimes we may hear someone say they have a miracle child or there was a miracle birth. But we are all miracles to God. We are all gifts to him. And from him, we are amazing. Remember, it's only because of him. So our time is up. We have an assignment of thinking about and writing down or drawing what it was that was so special, what it was that we were so excited about. And I want you to keep it in a safe place. Parents, maybe locate a folder or a notebook that they can use to keep their notes in from our Purity in Christ podcast. And the next thing is to go on our Instagram or Facebook pages. Parents, with your permission, whatever your guidance is, they can go on Instagram if they have access to one, or Facebook or your Facebook page. And you can go to Purity in Christ on Facebook. Purity in Christ. Instagram, of course, which is very popular with our kids. Instagram is Purity in CHR. Just the CHR. Purity in CHR, which stands for Christ. They can go and comment. They can leave questions. They can talk about the topic. They can do any of those things on either platform, Instagram or Facebook. Until then, until the next time, remember, you are amazing, and think about that word anytime you're having a down day or an up day. Think about the fact that you are amazing to God. And I will be talking again with you very soon. Have a great day. Have an amazing day.